Fangen wir zusammen. Now, remove there is a riot that I mentioned before, because there is one mandoma that says that even though we say bia remix a shmo bia, but kokas there is only malchus. Now, let's see that. So the Gemara that on the base of the base says, Omaruna Omarish Lokich, Omaruna Omarish Lokich, Tommy Sheikh is your name, like Shenema, Behol Kadesh, Risika, Begina, Makish, Beer, and Gear, Manigir, the Mixash Monigia, Beer, Mixash Monigia. Alright. Then, the Gemara that on the Gemara on the base, the first line says, Rabino Omar, we are Malkasika. So Rashi says, Hodi Omar Hule, Hodi Omar Hule, Mishmeida Mishlokish, Mishmeida Mishlokish, Bibia Bimixas, Lin Yen, Malkison, Kitikoma Lake, Abulurian Chorus, the taste of Mitzir, because the Gemara raised the question against Hule, how can Hule say Bimixashmo Bia? So how does the price say that Mitzir Shachal Shem Yishavel Yiyel Berem HaPesach V'Yirom Okev V'Yiyel V'Tobal? So he goes into the Rabbis and he stands in the Shal Nikne and he stretches out his right arm and for the Matmeis. But if Bir Mitzah Shmo Bir Mitzah Shmo Bir is a Mechusa, he is a Mechusa, he is not Mechusa, he is a Vuyayim of the Valkyrie, so he'll be able to Yisrael Bir Mitzah, Bir Mitzah. So, Ule says, because Hoyu Bishterish. So, Rabina says, no, it's no Kashi. Because Rish Lokish says it only Ligabe Malkesam. Meaning the Malkesam. Can you come out like at the head? Avalurli in Kores. So, the Mele, there is no Kashi. Since it's only Malkes and there is no Kores, so the Mele, the essay is Deicha Galesis. If it involved Kores, so they couldn't say Deicha Galesis. But since there is only Malkes, so maybe that's a difference. Can you come away from the head? Avalurli in Kores, the case of Mitzera Shaholi Kari. The Chi Iskash Biel in Gier, Le Azor Iskash. Ki the Chsiv Li Sobe. Avale Enesh, Loi Iskash. Dein Enesh Bin Gier. Dein Enesh Bin Gier. So I'm in Mele. So in other words, so there is a Machlekes. And then there is a third Mandona, Rabavue. He says that there is no Malkes either. In other words, it means there is no Israelites. No Israelites. So in other words, so we have three mandomas. One mandoma who himself holds that be the mitzas, there is Malkes and there is Kores. And then the Rabbine says there is Malkes, there is Israelites, there is mitzas. But Kores there is. And then Rabavue says that there is nothing Malkes, it's nothing worse than the Raise. Be the mitzas is only also the Rabbana. It's only also the Rabbana. So there are three mandomas. Now, here Teisa says, Lady Shlema, people they have shall be the Mixas in College Kula Yisrael. You need to have the Hoyo in the Soro Bole Baruch. So that means, so Teisa says in the second Lashon rejects the first Lashon. And now the first Lashon then means that it's a new Israel. It's not that the Mixas is considered like Beer Kula, but it's a new Israel. So maybe there is no heter for this Mitzera in Mechusat Purim and Fuyei to enter into the Bisamidosh. Because then will be able to Israel be the Kule, and he's only has a head there for be the Mitzah. The second Russian account holds that the Mitzah is also be the Kule. So what does he accomplish by not entering fully into the Bisamidosh, into the Azor? Because the stretching out of the arm itself constitutes a be the Kule, a full being. So Kesha says, Jew is a full being, but if he can do it with a full being in a lesser degree, and he does it in a fuller degree, so he's also high. He's also high. I mean, just a holy day, it's all going wrong. But, so apparently the second question in case is always that beer the mixers is like beer the not that beer the mixers is a new Israel. But how can he say that? How can he say that? After all, Rishloki says that by beer the mixers is more beer, but there is only Malkes, but Kores there isn't. Mashain can be a Bikulei, there is Kores. So don't we see from that there is, that it's a new Israel. So we have to say, the thing of Haname, Teisves, insofar as Rish Lokish is concerned, so Teisves doesn't mention a second Teretz. Teisves mentions a second Teretz in regard to Ule, because בשלוטיש הולדס את פיה במיקס השמו פיה, but only לגבי מונקס, not לגבי קורס. מה שאין כינו לה, he holds that there is קורס for being במיקס השטו. So the reason is why this is another terrets, is to answer the kashe, הליבה דיולה. So הליבה דיולה, who says that there is קורס, so in החנן, הליבה דבישלוטיש, who says, that there is only מונקס, קורס not, so then can you answer? So Bia B'Mikzas is not Bia B'Kulei. For Bia B'Kulei there is Malkes and Kos. For the love of Lamidash Lissabi. And for Bia B'Mikzas, which is the juice of the Hekesh, Manigia B'Mikzas, Al Bia B'Mikzas, that new love. So there is only Malkes, not Kos. Mashein, but Ule says there is Kos too. So Ule apparently holds that it's the same Isa. That's the reason as to why there is Kos, not only Malkes. So take the second carrot. It's mentioned by Teisves. Alibe diule, not alibe de vishlokish, but alibe de vishlokish. So of course we have to say like this. Now what the state says equal maybe play now, keeping the F shell, I'll be the B of the Mixas, in the Kone Skule is higher. Mide de Have a Hoyoloi de Ktoro Ubolebaru. So the Dindian is not exact. Because over there, the Gemara in Shavuos has reference to one who became Tomei in Dazor. So he has to run out of Dazor. And if he has to root, so if he was able to follow the short route, and he followed the long route, so he's Chayim. So over there is no special heta for him. He's an Onus. He became Tomei in Dazor. What should he do? So he's an Onus. So we tell him, you're an Onus, all right? So you are Onus to the extent of the minimum of time that you must unavoidably remain in the Azor. But if you can walk out through a short route and you walk out through a long route, so Mimele, you're not an onus anymore. Mashein can hear. So he has a head there. The Mitzvah has a head there to stretch out his arm. To stretch out his arm into the Azor. So Mimele Mehecha Teise that this Aloche of Oyo Derech Tzoro Boli Baruch applies. So we have to say that Teise doesn't mean that there is a Chayim. Teise only uses that as a Moshe, in other words. Teise is trying to say that even though he has a Heter to stretch out his arm into the Azor, but he's not allowed to be Mesif in the same Misa. In other words, it's Teisa's Misur. It's Teisa's Misur. So, in other words, there is Aloche, let's say, Gabei, the Ran says that Teisa's is Osea by Pikuach Nefesh. Suppose someone is a chayla. The Ran in Beit said that. Someone is a chayla. And the doctor says that he must eat dates or figs. That's his report. And there are no figs, Mushi. You have to pluck it out. So there is, let's say, so of course, that there is no doubt that if, let's say, you find on one ukets, you find now the chayla needs two dates, two figs, and on one ukets, by plucking out one branch, so on one branch has, let's say, two dates, two figs. And another branch has on it, let's say, four figs. So even though it involves the same act, you can pluck out the branch that has four figs, and you can pluck out the branch that has two figs. So the halacha is, you're not allowed. You're not allowed. Why? Because you are missing Bisoy. And according to the Ram, it's mashma. Now let's say, suppose you have to cook something for a chile. You have to cook for something for a chile. And let's say, the chile needs one steak. But you put in the pot two steaks. Now there is no extra act of Bisoy. It's the same act of Bisoy. Because you put the act of Bisoy consists in putting the pot that has steaks in it. So whether it has one steak or 100 steaks, as long as it's one pot, so it's one egg. So the halacha is, so from the Ran it's mashma, that it's also midraisa. If you put in the pot two steaks, when the chilen eats only one steak, so it will be mechal shabbos midraisa. So the Ran has the kashe, so why does the Mishnah in Beitza say that if you need, let's say, one steak for Yom Tov to eat, so the woman can put in two steaks or even 100 steaks. If you need one glass of water, so you can pour into a pot, let's say 10 glasses of water, as long as it involves the same act. So the Ram says, because by Yom Tov it's utro. So mainly if it's utro, so you can be massive in the melor, in the isa. Mashenkin, but Bach Nefesh, it's truyo. So if the chile needs only one kazayis, and you are mipashel, took zeisim, even though it's the same act of bishel, one kazayis, 10 zeisim, doesn't make any difference. So it's also mitarayis. So it's also mitarayis. Now, so according to the Ram, it appears that whenever something is utro, then tasteless iser, the suffering the iser is also mitarayis. When something is utro, like if Nefesh is okay, so then tasteless iser is mutar, as long as it doesn't involve an extra act. But when it's truyo, so then tasteless in Isaiah is also. Now, here it's a mean of tasteless. If we say, the second motion assumes, that if the F shall be beer the mixas and become his full aid, is higher, so he holds that beer the mixas is beer the kule. But, so the question is, if beer the mixas is also beer the kule, how to be? So he might as well enter fully into the Azor. So he says, no, but he's not allowed to be mixed. So if the heter of the mitzvah to stretch out his arm had been a deal of tuyo, then we could understand it. But Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lamed Gimel says there that it's hutro. That is hutro, it's not tuyo. So if it is hutro, so teitzves b'yisar is muter. So here it's only a mean of teitzves. It's only a mean of teitzves because being the mikzas is also here. But you can behave a beer, you can realize a beer because in a fuller way and in a shorter way. That's the reason why he mentions the moshul of Hoylita Tzuro Bole Barucho. Bo Barucho. So Mimele, but here it's Hutro. By Hutro the Ram says that tasteless Yisrael is Muta. Is Muta. So we have to say that tasteless is Chelik HaMera. Tasteless is Chelik HaMera. Tasteless is Chelik HaMera. Now, because by Shabbos, with by Pikuach Nefesh, by Shabbos, so everybody agrees that tasteless, let's say if somebody has to cook one kazayis of meat in for a chelish and sakone, so he's not allowed to put in two kazayis, with rice he's not allowed to put in two kazayis. And there are some Rishayim who say that Pikuach Nefesh is good for not chuyo. So the Ram Shita is that Pikuach Nefesh is chuyo, so he can make that distinction. But those Rishayim who say that Pikuach Nefesh is utro, and still by Pikuach Nefesh, so Teitzes B'Yisurim is Oser, and by Yichon Nefesh, Teitzes B'Yisurim is Muter. So these Rishayim must distinguish between Yichon Nefesh and Pikuach Nefesh. In other words, it's not a general principle that wherever it's utro, so Teitzes B'Yisurim is Muter, and wherever it's truyo, so Teitzes B'Yisurim is Oser. There must be some other criterion. So apparently Teitzes disagrees with the Ram's cloud. Because the Tesis here on the second motion says, Kidney shall be mixas in Comic School is higher, even though the beer in Mixas is utro, the more in Swahim Afan Kimut says it's utro. And still, Tesis is also there. So it's obvious that the Tesis disagrees with the Ram's cloud. But he disagrees with the Ram's cloud, so why is it? Why is it that here, though it's utro, so Tesis is suing is also there. And by Yichon Nefesh, so this is the soul is muter, all that has to be explained. All right. All right. The Mikdosh was Utah. So the Yisrael of a Tuyei He's also with us. So Taisa says, the Kashe, since the Mikta Sishmo be, so let him be allowed to go in completely. I mean, he doesn't gain anything by not going into the Azor completely, just by stretching out his arm. Because stretching out his arm in itself is considered to be into the Azor. So Taisa mentions two terets. One terets is, In other words, the thesis holds in the first portion that B'Mikzas is a new Issa. It's a new Issa. It's a new Av that is deduced from the Hekish. Makish B'Lingi. It's a new Issa. So in Mele, we cannot say, inasmuch as the Torah is mattering to be Avia, that Issa of B'Mikzas. So he should be allowed to behave at the Yisrael of Bia, because it's another Yisrael. Another Yisrael. That's one thing. And then the second therapy is, the Yiddish Lema, Kim Dev Shal Gibir Liktas, Yim Kod Eskul Eis Chai, Bidhav Derech Tzoro Uboli Baruch. So we explain that the second Rosh, where is the first Rosh in assumes that Bia Bimiktas is Osel Bikiras Bia Bimiktas. Not that Bia Bimiktas is considered Bia Bikulon. But it's Bia Bimikzas itself is Osa. And it's a new Issa. It's a new Issa. So the Melee, we cannot be Mati here. The Issa of Bia Bikule. It's a new Bia Bimikzas, is a special Issa as Bia Bimikzas is Osa. The second Teretz holds that the Pshat in Bia Bimikzas Shmo Bia, that Bia Bimikzas is considered Bia Bikule. So then the question arises, if it's considered Bia Bikule, so why couldn't he go in completely? He goes in completely anyway, Alpini. So let him go in completely. So Taisa says, no. If somebody was with the Azor, so if he had a way of hastening down for his short route, and he took a long route, and because of that he stayed in the Azor a longer time, so he's high recovery. So we said Taisa doesn't mean this as a riot. Taisa only mentions it as a dimya, as a mosh. In other words, so he's also have to go in completely because of Ribu Bishur. So then I mentioned, now how about Ribu Bishur? So the Ram in Beitze, now how about Ribu Bishur? So the Braise in Beitze says, Daf Yudayim, Mimale Behemesomu, Mimale Isho Kolagdei Robosa, Afal Pishin Itzricha Lechtichachas, even though she has to eat a yontef, only one chtiche, one kazayitz, so she can fill up a pot with 100 tzeis. Because it's only ribu bishurim, is the same act of bishul. The putting of the pot on the fire, or the turning down the fire and under the pot. So it's only ribu bishurim, there is no additional meloche involved. So it's mutar b'yontef. Mimale nachtem chob yeshol mayim, afal pishin tzorech l'kipneachot. He intends to drink only one cup of water, so he can fill up a tea kettle with 1,000 cups of water, because it doesn't involve any additional milach. Now, so ribu bishurim is mutaranum. Now, so the question is, why is it from the legabit klach nefesh, if a chile, let's say if somebody, there is a chile, she has the sakone, so it's a double poshut, that if the chile needs one kazayis, so one is not allowed to put in 10 tzeisim in the same pot, even though it doesn't involve an additional melacha in the same egg. So the Ri gives the teretz, the Ohosam b'Shabes davke d'ike yisar skile, aro b'yontem d'yisar lav lo ikil. So the Ri's teretz is, the Ri is more mekel than the Ram. The Ri's teretz is that in the Raise, Ribu Bishurim is mutarim by Pekoach Nefesh. So in Achaname, if there is a chile she has Bisakone and needs one kazayis of boso to be cooked, so we can put in the pot with the Raise 100 zeis in the same pot. Because Ribu Bishurim is mutar. But the Chachomim Asa, why do the Chachomim Asa? They are the chile she has Bisakone and not here, because there it's a skiller here, it's an Isala. So maybe according to the Ri, it follows that when is Ribu Bishurim was Abachil Shivsakone Bashabes, but by Yom Tem, so it's the same with Isalav. So Ribu Bishurim is Mutar. I mean, the Poskim don't mention it, but it follows from the Ribu, that if someone is Achil Shivsakone on Yom Tem, not on Shabbos, and he needs one Kazalis And we have to, well, I mean, cooking is with her anyway, I mean, but it's not in connection with cooking. It's in connection with some other melach, not cooking. So Ribu Bishurim is muter. Is muter anion. Ribu Bishurim is muter anion. Even the Gabi Chilish Yerushakon. So in other words, the Rishite is, that Ribu Bishurim is muter b'chilish Yerushakon. Even b'Shabes, I say. But the Chachomim asad b'Shabes. But by Yontek, Gabi Chunefesh, the Chachomim didn't ask. Because it's only so. But the Ram gives a different terrace. He says, Yontev is hutro, Yontev is hutro. So maybe, Vorayim that it's hutro, that even if it's efshia, to prepare, to cook, Erev Yontev, so you are still allowed to cook on Yontev for Yontev. So maybe it's a rayit hutro. So maybe, Ribushurim is muta. Mashain king, Pikuach nefesh, that's truyo. So Ribushurim is also midrais. Ribushurim is also midrais. So the question is, now, the pshat in the second paragraph of Tehillim says, "Kim the pshat on the day of Mitzvah, in the Kol Yisrael Yisrael, mid ha'avu yudach tovah libaruchu." So what do you mean? So the second version assumes that the day of Mitzvah is not in Yisrael; it's the same Yisrael, and the day of Mitzvah is also because the day of Mitzvah is considered outputting as the day of Kolay. So we may let him go in completely into the Azore, let the Mitzvah go in completely into the Azore, but it's Ribushurim. It's Ribushurim. So he mentions the Derech Moshe needed the Hara Oil Derech Tovah L'Aruch. I mean, it's not that this is a Raya. But he says all that Ribushurim is Osa. Ribushurim is Osa. So, now if Ribushurim, but the question is, the Ram says that where is Ribushurim Osa are only by Pikach Nefesh, because there it's Truyo. But by Ich Nefesh where it's Hutro, so Ribushurim is Muta. And Gimorin Zvochim says in so many words, that the heter of the mitzvah to stretch out his arm is hutro. Gemara says so. It's not true. So Ribu Bishurim should be muter. Now, and according to the Ri, so the Ri is even more mekil. The Ri shite is that even by truyo, Ribu Bishurim is muter. Only by Shabbos, it's also because it's a skiller, but by other surim, by other surim, so Ribu Bishurim is muter. Is muter legamre. So how can this tesis be explained? How can this is? So, we said yesterday, apparently, this thesis holds that Ribu Bishurim can be Oseh even in Hutro. But why is Baichon Nefesh Muter? Baichon Nefesh is different. So we have to understand why Baichon Nefesh is different. Now, actually, the Ram and the Rif in Beitze, and that Sugi Daf Yitzayim in Beitze, is a very long one. So, the Ram gives one Teret. So, first of all, now he says like this. Umihom Ashma, the Ram says. Umihom Ashma, the Rabbi is Bishiure Beyontet Muta. So, Udabrinum, we come on the Nizamne Sakum Beyontet Zero Shem Yabu Bishiure. So, if Ribu Bishiure is Muta, so why does Ribu say you cannot invite a Goy and Yontet? Why? Because if you invite him, so he might forget and cook something extra for the Goy. And of course, the Torah was only Matir, Echon Nefesh, Vlitzerech, the Echon Nefesh of Israel, not the Echon Nefesh of the Goy. But, since Ribu Bishurim is muter, so what do we care that he'll be marbe extra for the goy? He doesn't involve any yisr. So instead of putting in 5 gzeisim of basa, he'll put in 10 gzeisim of basa to accommodate the goy. But Ribu Bishurim is muter. So he says, "With Amrin l'kamin zam sachim yot zir shem yabu bishurim, hay shem yabu bishurim gzir acheres." In other words, the chachomim aser to invite the goy yontet to yosude because maybe in order to accommodate the goy, he might forget and cook especially for the goy in a separate pot, so it'll be it'll involve a different meloch. So that is us. But in the same pot, then there is no yisr. Umiri kalneida with the boil and perik of Yishmoel ben Noches. Chayle shomdul ishtek regres. That's the example I mentioned yesterday. So if chayle the reifim said he has to eat 2 figs, 2 dry figs. Viike shtek regres b'shtei uktzi. V'sholish v'uketzach. So we have to cut, to harvest. Gregress. So we can harvest 2 gregress in shtei separate uktzi. So that will involve 2 meloches. V'sholish v'uketzechad. Hei maisinon. Shtai maisinon d'chazilei. Oidil v'sholish maisinon d'komayit v'ktzire. V'asikne v'sholish maisinon. Shtai loy maisinon. So of course, he should cut the 3 figs that are on 1 uketz. So to be only 1 act of harvesting. Not 2 act of harvesting. We should mute the ktzirod. Dat kann wie bei uns am Tag gaben in die Stein beschrieben und ziehen kein Liebe und ziehen. Aber manchmal die Pschitter, die Schnein gut gezeigt hat, und schlechte gut gezeigt her. Die Stein mal sind und schon schlimm mal sind und du gibst mich schon aus. Die Tiere zu lieben, außer mich habe ich darf die Dicke ist kein Stille. Aber bei uns, die ist ein Labeke. Weil die Tische loch. Das bedeutet so, der Wie ist Mormäke. Der Wie holt die Triebe Schuhe mit Mutter. As long as he doesn't involve any extra Miloches. So just Triebe Schuhe mit so ist Mutter, wie mit Trüe. Weil die Tische loch, die Gassin und Meere, die Birkador, die Mütter da, die Stabach Nime. Also die Kamen, die Robbe, Omerle, die Scheile, die Nime. Die Zwiege, Nechel, Mager, Nime. Weil die Meise, die Schabe, sagen. Die Alma, die Schabe, Schoe, Schoe, die Buhe, die Schuhe. So they are the more mentions the kids in here of Samaches. Now, today we don't do it because we use disinfectants on the maybe there is no sakone for a tinnik. But if you do, if one doesn't have any special disinfectant, so the maybe so he's not allowed to be mouth the child unless he puts the baby in he gives the in warm water before the mile and then he puts the baby in warm and hot water after the meal. After the meal. So suppose, so naturally, the water that that has to be used for washing the baby, to prepare the baby for the meal, so that the baby shouldn't develop an infection as a result of the meal, so that has to be done, that water has to be heated before Shabbos, because that's machshirim, she'ef shall asay son, me'arif Shabbos, or me'adichet the Shabbos. So it's not here in the Shabbos. So there was a case, the water was prepared, but then it was spilled out. So you can't heat water in order to prepare the baby for the milah, because that's machshirin shevshalat eitz omerim Shabbos, it's not here in Shabbos. So it came before, now the mother is a yehudis. The mother is a yehudis. So the milah, we have to warm water for the mother. So there is a machlekes l'shem. Now the halacha is that the mother, the yildes, so the first 3 days, even the mother says, in tzrichani, we are still allowed when we are mechuyev to be mechal Shabbos for her. Even though she says, I'm fine, you don't have to be mechal Shabbos for me. So we have to ignore what she says. The first 3 days. Then, from after the 3 days, up to the 7th day, so then if she says tzrichani, we are mechal Shabbos. If she says, in tzrichani, we're not mechal Shabbos. So there is a machlekes reshem. Some reshem say that this depends upon misles. In other words, the first 3 misles, the first 3 misles, in other words, the first 72 hours. So even if she says tzrichani, so it's mechalnes haShabbos. Even if she says in tzrichani, it's mechalnes haShabbos. And after the first 3 misles, up to the 7 misles. After the 7 misles, so then it depends. If she says Srichani Mechalni, if she says Eni Srichani Mechalni. But the other Rishayim who say that it doesn't depend upon misles. It depends upon the first 3 days. It depends upon the first 3 days. In other words, according to some Rishayim, and Teisa Shiki is like that. It's a Asvore, we should say, it depends upon misles at all. Why should it depend upon the number of days? But Teisa Shiki is that it depends. Not a misles, but a number of days. That means according to Teisves, if the baby was born, let's say, half an hour before Shkia, on Wednesday, half an hour, a few minutes before Shkia, on Wednesday, so you have the balance of the day, the 5 minutes that was left in Wednesday day is 1 day, and Thursday is the 2nd day, and Friday is the 3rd day. So Friday night, according to Teisves, if the woman will say, Ain't a tzrichani, so you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But if she says tzrichani, so because up to 7 days, and the same thing is true of the 7 days, So there is a machlekes. Now, then the Gemara says, "Ahu yimikel ishtapach hamine." The water that was prepared for the tinek, in which to wash him, to prepare him for the mila, was spilled out, and you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. This machshirim shevlasis merav Shabbos. So Rabbi was asked, "What should be done?" So Rabbi said, "Nishayu liyime." We should ask the mother. If the mother will say tzrichani, so we have to be mechame. We have to be mechame for the mother. So we'll fill up more water. So there'll be enough water, not only for the mother, but also for the birth of the baby. So now, that was on Shabbos, day. Now, so if we say that 7 days. Means 7 misleis. So it's possible that if one day in a day, it's still within the 7 misleis. But, so Mele, it's Richaline, Nechamle Agavine, means all the Israel. So then, Israel will be able to put up water on the fire. Because of the Koch Nefesh of the Yildes. The Yildes, in those days, if the baby was born, not at the beach, immediately Friday night after Shkia, but he was born Shabbos afternoon. So then Shabbos morning is the eighth day already, but it's still within 7 misleis. So then Memele, we are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the mother. So Memele, will be able to fill up the pot with more water, and there'll be enough water for the bath of the baby. But it's Ribu Bishurim. So then there'll be a raya that Ribu Bishurim, Mechal Apoches, Migaraisi, is muta by Chilash Yezbisakon. But the Rishayim will say that Shlisha Yomim, Shiva Yomim doesn't depend upon his less, but it depends upon days. So Memele, day, that's already after the 7 days. So even if the baby was born 1 minute, if the baby was Metzias Reishe 1 minute before the sunset of the Shabbos day, of the previous Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos morning, it's still the day, because the 1 minute that was left in the Shabbos day, the previous Shabbos, is 1 day. So Friday was already, the seventh day. So Shabbos morning, so she does not have a din of achilah she is b'sakone, even if she says tzrichani. So Teisa says the kashe, and that's Teisa Shite. So Teisa says the kashe against itself. So why does Rabbi say nishayla libe tzrichan nechem la'agavine? But you're not allowed. So Teisa says it means itzricha, because the yildes has a din of achilah she is b'sakone for 30 days if she says tzrichani. So in other words, amirli nochri is muta. How would you make a Shabbat Nime? Or become the Rabbah of Mishael Nime? It's Rich and Yechel Magal Nime. Why would my say Bishabbos Ave? The Alma Afilu Bishabbos. The Afilu Bishabbos Shol Ribi Bishure. Do we cash? She Kvor Pius Rashi Zal Vechim Bikei Sves Di Michal Ima Ode Akum Koma Ve Arash Bazal Meisi Vei Ve Ime Liman Di Mefor Esh Osem Bal Yisrael Koma That depends upon the Machlek Rashenim whether Gimu Yomim Zayim Yomim means Gimu Yomim Gimu Misles and Zayim Misles or it means Gimu Yomim. So it's good, Kashi. The Hindu in Mitzah, all the Rabbonon, keep the beyond the Shore, Hosom Gabriel, Mishamitri, Kiru Gamre, Abdul Ali Israel. So, in other words, the Rajva says that even if we say that Nehemiah is Mitzah, he means Abdul Israel, because Zion Yomi means Zion Israel, and the mother gave birth to the baby at the end of the Shabbos day, so the Melee on the next Shabbos day, when it's day, they name Amile. So it's still within the 7 misleis. So 7 misleis. So the Meir and the Chaimel means out of Israel. But the Rashba says that Shabbos, the Chachomim are Machmir. So the Chachomim are only Machmir with the Rabbono. But with the Raisi it's Muta. So they are in order to enable the father to be Mikayim Milad Bismano and Shabbos, the Chachomim will make. So the Chachomim will make. So he says, Michlal Bisvirlein, the Bikuyim Shura the Shabbos, the Mitzah and the Rabbono. If you had two teinis and two ktsim and three teinis and one uket, so the more etna baye should he harvest the two ktsim or just the one uket? So the more it comes to the conclusion, I mean that the one uket. But the more etna something like that. If Rishon Mishum is on the other side, how could the more even for a moment tell me something like that? That's the Ramza Sofi against the Rajma. So what do the Rajma have to say? That in the Chaname, that was the Sofi in the Gemara, because the Gemara wasn't sure whether Ribu Bishurim is also in the Ramza, or Ribu Bishurim is also in the Rabbanon. But why does the Gemara think that he should harvest the one who gets the test three, because Ribu Bishurim is only also in the Rabbanon. So anyway, we have to be Marbe Bishurim rather than to be Marbe the Noach. This is how the Rajma. Alright. With my alley, the king Michael Boy was not a city show is my sinner. The Ribu Bishurim is in the Rabbon, the Ribu Psyra Nisa with Reise. With Hiro Knigali Boro, the Vada Ribu Shura Bishabis with Reise Nisa. But Rochely Dom, the Ribu Shura Bionte, the Ribu Shura Bishabis, Shabbos Truyo Yitzel Hale, the Loyutro, who Fiho Kolche Yikam Loche Osea, after This was the command. So that's one fact. Then the Rashbam is another fact. ואין שמיר עליהם וחכונים, שחיבו שם רותי לירו, אך אשר יאכל חולפש, ויהיו צריכו משקעו להתאגדק שלא יבשה, אלא המצטום יחילו בלבד, ומשמו אחרי בבישיעור, קוראים חדוי מופש בתרחי שורה, אבל בשבס, שהוא יקר עושה, אף תסבוס את קומי, מדרעי זה, ולמיד מתוך איזה צורכי לה, וזה הידי רדידיו גאו בי נוחי, נוחי. So the Ram, so one was in the Ram is, one was in the Ram is that Ribushurim is Muta by Utro. But by Huyo it was a Midraise. But by Utro it's Muta Yamre, Midraise and Midraise. The second territory is that here to be saying that Ribushurim is also even by Utro. Because he says, now Ich Nefesh is certainly Utro. No one can say that Ich Nefesh I want to destroy. I mean, that's in Kamsin. And still he says, that the reason is why he was sure in his mother and mother. So we marry Isha. They run the Yomayi. Even though she needs only a mashu of money. Why? Because he was sure in his mother, so that he mentions a special reason. Because since the Torah was Mati, the Torah was Mati El Chomeresh. And the Torah didn't say that when a person cooks for Yom Tev, so he should calculate mathematically exactly how much I mean, he or she expects or is likely to. Torah doesn't say that. So it's mashma that you can cook as much as you want, even though it's more than what you need for your meal. So mainly there is a special zerasa kosel in the posik of Asher Yochel Lechol Nefesh that ribu mishurim doesn't matter. So in other words, it's a special aloche by Lechol Nefesh, but other hutros. So we have, in other words, we have three shittas. The shitta of the is that Chinu Bishurim is Mutar even by Yitzchuyah. Midrais. But Midrabonim is also. So there are the Chachomim Asar and by Shabbos, they didn't Asar and by Yom. Then there is the first Loshen in the Ram. The Chinu Bishurim by Yutro is Mutar, Midrais and Midrabonon, and Chinu Bishurim by Yitzchuyah is also Midrais. And then there is a second Loshen in the Ram. The Chinu Bishurim is Mutar even by Yutro. But by Yichon Nefesh, there is a special Aloche. So we are midayik from the Moshna Posi, that the Torah was not makid on Rebbe Shurim. But generally speaking, Rebbe Shurim is also there. So in Melee, we can answer that kasha that we had yesterday. Again, the second Roshni. But it's a very different makid in the Efshar, the Beer, the Miksa. In the Kone Shkule Yishchayev, Mide the Habe, Ahoyol Yiderach Tzoru, Boli Baruch. So the second Roshni, we said, hold, contrary to the first Roshni. That says that it's a new Yishchayev. And Beer, the Miksa is also the Beer, the Miksa. So the second Roshan holds it's not in Yisra. And Biyabi Mishas is Osea because Biyabi Mishas Al-Kidim is considered Biyabi Kule. Still it is Osea because he is Mitzin, it's Chino Bishurim. But the Gemara in Zrochem says that the heter of a Mitzeret to stretch out his arm into the Haver Azore is Vitro. No, so Teizes here we can say certainly does not agree with the Sheet of the Reed. But Teizes here agrees with the second Roshan in the Ram that Chino Bishurim is Osea Midraise, even by Yud. Alright, that's one way of explaining it. And then we can say another pshat in the second Roshim. The first pshat in Teisves, the first Roshim in Teisves, certainly assumes that the pshat in Ule of Bia B'Mikta Shmo Bia is not that Bia B'Mikta is a Bia B'Kule. But Bia B'Mikta is a new Isa. That is deduced from that. If it's a new Isa, so definitely it means it's also B'Teiras B'Bi Mikzat. Not B'Teiras B'Bi Kulei, but B'Teiras B'Bi Mikzat. B'Bi Mikzat. I mean, what Rav Yochanan says in the first Russian text is, I mean, is not move on. He says, this just the opposite of what I mentioned yesterday. So he says that the first Russian text is hold that B'Bi Mikzat is also there because B'Bi Mikzat is considered B'Bi Kulei. Is considered B'Bi Kulei. And the second Russian text is hold that the reason as to why B'Bi Mikzat is Osea is because B'Bi Mikzat per se is Osea. I mean, I can see. So as far as this pshat in the second portion of life, that we can say, I'm coming to it. But what Rabbi Honan says in the first portion of Teisves is not move on altogether. How can we say that the first portion of Teisves holds that B'Bi Mikzat is Osea because B'Bi Mikzat is B'Bi Kulei? Teisves says that it's a new Isea. If it's a new Isea, so why should we say that B'Bi Mikzat is B'Bi Kulei? It's a new Isa because B'Bi Mikzat is a new Isa. That's all. not that the mikdash is considered Mikoy. So I don't understand the Rebbe Chonon's explanation of the first lashon. But then, as far as the second lashon that takes this, the second lashon thesis can be explained in two ways. So it can be explained the way I explained it yesterday. The second lashon holds that Bia B'Mikdash Mo Bia means that Bia B'Mikdash is Bia B'Kolei. But Bia B'Mikdash is Bia B'Kolei. But it's still out there because of Ribu B'Shuri. Because of Ribu B'Shuri is also. And only by Echol Nefesh there is a special heter. A special heter. But we can explain the second lashon. The second lashon can be explained that the second lashon also holds. The first lashon certainly holds that Bia B'Mikdash. That Bia B'Mikdash is Oseh as Bia B'Mikdash. Not because Bia B'Mikdash is Bia B'Kolei. But the second lashon holds that Bia B'Mikdash. That Bia B'Mikdash is Oseh because also we can say that the second lashon agrees with the first lashon. That Bia B'Mikdash is Oseh, not because Bia B'Mikdash is Bia B'Kolei, but Bia B'Mikdash itself is Oseh. But whereas, so the first lashon also said that? Well, there is one big difference between the first lashon and the second lashon. The first lashon holds that in view of the fact that Bia B'Mikdash is not Bia B'Kolei, and it's Oseh as B'Terach Bia B'Mikdash, so it's a new Issa. So there are two love. One love is there are Mikdash Lissovei of Bia B'Kolei, and then there is another love that is implicit in the Hekdesh. Makish Bia Lindir, that Bia B'Mikdash is also. So it's two separate issues. But the second lashon holds, true, that Bia B'Mikdash is not Bia B'Kolei, but Bia B'Mikdash is also. So that means that the same love, the same Issa of La Mikdash Lissovei, that Asher is Bia B'Kolei, Asher is Bia B'Mikdash. Not that it's a separate Issa. But in Achaname, even the second lashon holds that Bia B'Mikdash Mo Bia means because Bia B'Mikdash is also Osa. When the Torah says La Mikdash Lissovei, the Torah says, in effect, you should not come into the Mikdash fully or partial. It doesn't make any difference. It's the same Issa. So in Mele, it's the same Issa. So according to the first lashon, it's two different issues. So if it's two different issues, so Tetzves doesn't have to mention any Tigenes and Mishorim of Hoyle in the Achtol, Bol in the Charucho. So Tetzves says, since this is a new Issa, so just because the Torah was mattering to behave at the Issa of Bir Mikdash, it does not mean that he is Mutter to behave at the Issa of Bir Mikdash. But the second lashon Tetzves holds, it's Bir Mikdash is not Bir Mikdash, but Bia B'Mikdash is just as Oseh as Bia B'Kolei, because when the Torah asks Bia, it means any Bia, whether it's total Bia or it's partial Bia. Some in Mele we could still argue, but if it doesn't involve any different Issa, so what difference does it make? Let him go in completely, it's the same Issa. So Tesa says, no, even though it's the same Issa, so neither the Havre Ahoyeli Derech Tzor U'Bolei Ba'arucham. So there too is the same Issa. But if it prolongs the Issa, so then it's Meisid Issa. There is a suffering in the Meisid Issa. In other words, there is a difference between Ribu Shuri. So in other words, so we can say that Teisves agrees with the Ram's longest, in the first version of the Ram, in Beisid, that Ribu Shuri is Muta Bayutro. So Ribu Shuri doesn't mean that there is a Teisves in the Meisid. Just Ribu Shuri, because what's the Meisid there? Putting the fire under the pot, or putting the pot on the fire. Doesn't make any difference. So if the same I say, is there any tases in the Maise? There is no tases in the Maise. There is a ribu in the Hefze, in the Shiurim, but there is no extension of the Maise. The Maise is not prolonged anymore as a result of the fact that the pot, instead of having 1 gallon of water, has 5 gallons of water. Is the Maise prolonged? Is there any isof in the Maise? There is a isof in the Hefze. But the Maitse, there is no isof. Masheinkin here, Bia B'Mikdash is Bia B'Mikdash. It's not Bia B'Mikdash is Bia B'Kolei. But Bia B'Mikdash is Bia B'Mikdash. But when the Torah utters, the Torah says, Ramidash Lissove, the Torah doesn't care. Full Bia or partial Bia, Ramidash Lissove. So it's the same Issa. But when it comes in fully, with his whole group, Reishe V'Rube, so then there is more of the Maitse Bia into the Azore, then when he stretches out his arm, then when he stretches out his arm. So there is a suffering. There is a suffering in there. So when does the Ram say in the first lesson that by Hutro, Ribu Bishurim is Muter, when there is a Ribu in the Shurim in the Hefze, but there is no Isofe, there is no Ribu in the Maise. Mashenkin here, two is the same Isa, but there is a Ribu in the Maise. So that is also a Rimbayu. And that's not unreasonable, because if we see that the second portion in the Rachel, when there is a ribu in the shurim in the hefze, but there is no isofe, there is no ribu in the maise. Mashenkin here, two is the same isa, but there is a ribu in the maise. So that is also a rimbayu. And that's not unreasonable, because if we see that the second washing in the ran holds, the tibu ribu in shurim is also by utro. And by cholefek there is a special heker, a special aloche. So even the first washing that says, that Ribu Bishurim by Hutro is Mutter, so he could reasonably distinguish between Ribu Bishurim and the Sofe in the Mice. Even though it doesn't involve an extra egg, but there is still a Sofe, there is a difference between stretching out his arm and going in with the whole goat. So there is a Sofe in the Mice. Ribu Bishurim is Mutter by Hutro. But where there is a ribu in the maise, not just in the shurim of the hefze, but there is a ribu in the maise, then it's also a ribu by Hutro. Now, one could raise a question. Now, let's say, if we say that ribu shurim, now let's say, here is the Eretz Yisrael, and here is the Shaar Mikna. Now, so the Mitzere stretches out his arm. Why? In order that the dam should be sprinkled on the sun. Now, he can stretch out his arm like this, and he can stretch out his arm like this. So is there a loche that the Mitzvah after all, he doesn't have to stretch out the other fingers, only the thumb. So he could raise the question, is he allowed to stretch out his arm like this? Since we have mixed up the Shmobie, so he can make the beer be mixed by stretching out like that, and he can make the beer be mixed. It will fulfill the purpose by stretching out like this. So there is there a halacha that he's not allowed to do it? Maybe there is. But you see, the difference between stretching out the arm like this, when he stretches out even the fingers on which the dam does not have to be sprinkled, and stretching out the arm like this, so that's a difference of Ribu Shur. Not a ribu in the mice. It's not a ribu in the mice. It's Ribu Shur. That's like putting in the pot 5 gallons of water when you only intend to drink 1 gallon of water. Mashenke, the difference between stretching out the arm being Deka is all goof and going in. That's more than Ribu Bishurim. That's Ribu in the Maise. Ribu of the Maise. Now, so, no one says, I didn't see it, that anyone should say, I mean that when the Mitzvah stretches out his arm, so he's here to stretch out his arm like this, and keep as many of his fingers in the Shaar Mikna. No one mentions that. Why? Because this is the minyan of Ribu Bishurim. But in Achaname, let's say according to the second washing in the Ram, it follows like that, according to the second washing of the Ram. Because according to the second washing of the Ram, so even Ribu Shurim is also by Hutro. But there is a special heter by Chonefesh. So in other words, when he has for the purpose of Matan Beinis, he can do that. And he stretches out his hand like this. So that's Ribu Shurim, Senor Chaname, according to the second washing. That's how it appears to me. I mean, according to the second washing in the Ram, he wouldn't be allowed to stretch out like this. He'll have to stretch out like this. Because if he stretches out like this, it's Ribu Bishurim. It's Ribu Bishurim, according to the second washing of the Ram. But, if we don't accept the second washing in the Ram, but if we accept the first washing of the Ram, so Ribu Bishurim by Hutro is Muta. But, Tesis, Tesis here could say that here there is more than Ribu Mishorim. Here there is a minyan of Ribu of the Maise. Not an additional Maise, but Ribu of the Maise. Ribu of the Maise. Ribu of the Maise, so even the first portion in the Rav could say that it's Osea by Ribu. That it's also by Ribu. All right. Now, the next thing. Miwe Meidei Wule. Behoshim Ho Keri Dele Ushmini. Shoho Keri Dele Ushmini. Shei Machnis Yodok Vedehim. Sas Koshe. Dimenole Dimeide Wule Behoho. Vigam Bifiri Kol Absurim Dimahada Wule Liman Bipolich Lai Mahal Aise Umatunar Vimitzeire Hoil Ruta Zerose Imatunach Min Ziolon Dimash Matunach Mimase Shatopo Lahar Vidolo Ovi Rayosi Isho Uma Rayo Yeshloi Min Abrait Vigirel Rabni Yitzro Vidai Kule ולמלוק את זירו עוקר לי בבייי זירו עוקר לי בבייי משמע בבייי אבל בלי ולוי שמע מנו דיטיימים שנדות על צירת יהוד המאמר עוקר לי ולוכה פשיט עלי הוכה דימי דאולה בירו עוקר לי בלי לוכה בירו עוקר לי לוכה Now, it's better to learn this stage after we go over the whole study. But the next stage is, רובו אמר, אלבו גופה לצורך כל. ואם תאמה, ויהול לכל הפוחס, יצריך, יצריך לנוס המייס ומייס, ועתי נוס החי. דלויתי מהויל וישטר אישטר. So why does Rove say, אבל גופה לצורך כל? But in regard to a case of נוס המייס ומייס, ועתי נוס החי, so then, that is a situation where the principle of הויל וישטר אישטר is applicable. So there, we need a posse of a well. ויש לימר סוטייסס אז יעטו תורש ויש לימר דירובר לסלי דיולה ויסובר דיביר במקצת ראש מביט We see that there is one man דורמה who said that ביר במקצת is ראש מביט that רבא בויה in זרוכים דחלה מדיבו he says that קושר רובין דף ועמד גימו עמד בי, the second line. קושר רובין אומר רבה בוי, ואינתום משנוגע בקדשי. So in other words, so he is חלק on the whole הקש of מקיש ביר נגיע. מה נגיע במקצת? שמו נגיע. אב ביר במקצת שמו ביר. So in other words, he holds. So רבה בוי says that ביר במקצת is לא שמו ביר. So Tesis says, רובי אולפר סמר עושה דרמבה פסקונס that ביר במקצת לא שמו ביר. It's only עושה דרבונות, ביר במקצת. Only עושה דרבונות, the right way is חלק. Because he passes like the other Mandoma. But there is a Mandoma who says, Bir Mikzas Loshma Bir. Bir Mikzas Loshma Bir. So if Bir Mikzas Loshma Bir, so there is no Hechrech for the whole din of Hoyu Vishter Ishtar. If we say, Hoyu Vishter Ishtar is not something that could become, it can be conceived with a Hasvore, once we have it as a Kotum. But it's not one of those Aloches that without a Posik we could conceive. So Mimele, so, oh, but according to Ule, there is a hechach from the posse. Otherwise, so how is the Messiah allowed to do it? But if we say, but Rove, let's do it. Ule, we saw what the beer is, because that's Loshmobi. They demeri, the Eshvechale. The Gabi Balkeri, the Shem Tuma Achasi, I'm going to know you, Mr. Yishtre. The Chadlavu, the Balkeri, the Mitzir. Aber auch die Schnee Shem ist in, we am in no bistere istere so the second terrace they says no the probe could agree that the dialogue will be the mixage will be now if probe agree the dialogue will be the mixage will be so then it without a well so a bachis is so we no so mess me is back in no so high so without a well I should say that he should be yabm he should be yabm so why the probe say yabm go to the call so he says that Rove holds that when can we apply the principle of Hoyu Vishter Ishter Gabi Balker? Because over there is the same Misa. It's the same Misa. In other words, the Tome is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. It's the same Misa, it's the same Val. in the same love and the same Yisra, the way Tamuas Machnayan. So the name of God is different to me. It's different to me. One to me is a Tumay of Yisra, and the other to me is a Tumay of the Balkari, of the Tumayim of the Balkari. So the name of God, we say, Uyub Ishtar Ishtar. Mashiach in here, it's two separate love. Here, it's two separate love. So there we don't say, one love is a love of Eshesach, and the other love is a love of Achetisho. So even by Noso Meis, Umeis, Vakino Sochai. So without the law, I would say that it's not, you cannot be Niyamya. Because it's two separate Isurim. So we don't say Uyub Ishtar Ishtar, even though it's one Meis. Even though it's one Meis. Now there is another type of Uyub Ishtar Ishtar. That the Uyub Ishtar Ishtar that Rav mentions connection with Vasteya. That even though, so one man Domase Shmuel says that Birshniyo is also by Vasteya. Why? Because we tiro tiro lechene gitra ra. So that Shayach only by Birshniyo, not by Birshniyo. But Rav says, Uyub Ishtar Ishtar. So that Uyub Ishtar Ishtar is only Shayach by Utro. By Tchuyo it's certainly not Shayach. Because that Uyub Ishtar Ishtar means, since one Maise of the same love was Muter, the Birshniyo was Muter, so the second Bia is also Muter. So the second Bia is also Muter. Mashe Inkei, so that's only Shayach by Utro. Mashe'inkin by Tchuyo, it's Machayach. So that's Begimore. Zero Biyorisheno to Biyishnio, why shouldn't we say, Huyub Ishtar Ishtar, since the Biyorisheno b'chayor rab is Muter, let the Biyishnio also be Muter, the answer is, here it's Tchuyo. By Tchuyo we cannot say Huyub Ishtar Ishtar, of one Maise to the second Maise. Since Ishtar the first Biyah, so the second Maise, the second Biyah should also be Ishtar. But here the Gemore, there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove, in Zvochim Dachlamet Gimu. But it's working that Lamed Gimel, whether we say Huyub Ishtar Ishtar by Tchuyo. So Abaye says no, and Rove says yes, and Rove says there is more of a reason to say Huyub Ishtar Ishtar by Tchuyo than by Hutro, because by Hutro we could argue, all right, the Torah is Matir, this is there, but not the other is there. Mashe'inkei by Tchuyo, so then we certainly say Huyub Ishtar Ishtar. Why? Because what kind of Huyub Ishtar 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 is it here? It's the same Maise. It's the same Maise. So Teisa says that Rove holds that this kind of Huyub Ishtar Ishtar that is only Shayach where it's the same Isa. It's the same Isa. The same Rav. Avol Hoche Nishnei Shemesh, two separate Isurim, different Rav. Eshesach Nachis Isho. We don't say Huyub Ishtar Ishtar. We don't say it. Bim tema my time will tzrich ekho, vichiles lo lehove ekeishe de rabiyene. Ekeishe de rabiyene. So, vishloim ha'ad, vichasom ha'ad, vishuri udak shil rachmona, vichorach ha'ayar ekho, vichuri u yinatir. Anyway, so we have two lishenes and tasters. We have two lishenes and tasters. One lishen tasters is that rove is chelik and holding of oil ishtar ishtar. The second lishen is that rove is not chelik. But rove holds that oil ishtar ishtar is only shayach. Is only shayach. Is only shayach in the case of where it's the same Isa, the same Rav, not where it's to Isa, not where it's to Isa. Now the Turei Even, now the Rabbi Dreger mentions, I am Turei Even, you hear that again. So what the Turei Even, they are Esfikashi. Here's the Kashi, the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Kuf Yud says, now the Halacha is that the Kehen is allowed to be Metama L'Tchayim. But in Ozir, he's not allowed to be Metama L'Tchayim. In Ozir, he's not allowed to be Metama L'Tchayim. Now suppose, so the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Kuf Yud says, suppose the Kehen, so his Korev dies. And then, so he says, and then after he died, so he became a nozer. So he's still not allowed to be mitame because he has to do Yisurim. He has the Yisar of Kehen, he has the Yisar of Nozer. Now if the Torah was Mati of the Kehen to be mitame l'chreimo, obviously he was the Kehen. But in Nozer not. Nozer and Kehen Kodol are not allowed. So the Morin Zvokh Daf Kuf Yud says that if he came and had one of his children who died, and then after he died, he became a Nozir, so he's not allowed to be Mitame, because of the Isar of Nosia. These are not Tashi, but since there it's like Nosam Isume Isvaki Nosachai, so we should say Hoy Vishtar Ishtar. So the Isar, so the Isar, the Tume of Kehani, was Huta already, and then he became an Ozer. So we should say Hoy Vishtar Ishtar, like Nosam Isume Isvaki Nosachai. That's the Torevens Kashi. So Rabbi Kleger, in the Chuves, so he says, so he gives a character, and he mentions this statement. Now, this statement says that even Rove agrees, the second Moshe, agrees with the din of Mishtar Ishtar, but he applies it only to Mitzayre, Sharo Keri, maybe Yeh. Because, why? Because over there is the same Misa, but he doesn't apply it to Achizisha or Nishisha. So he said, but the Gemara here, not Rove, the first Moshe of the Gemara, that says that we need a posik of a leo in connection with Nosa Mesu Meis, Akinosachai, holds that Hoy Vishtar Ishtar applies even when there are two separate Isurim, like Ishisach and Achizisha. So Rabbi Kleger says, so it's only here, Ishisach in connection with Ishisach and Achizisha, because by Ishisach and Achizisha, so even though there is this one Iser regarding Ishisach, and there is another Iser of Achizisha, but then there is an Iser Akeler, Rishitamu Becholele, that is Keler all the Arayas in Achenei. So two, Ishisach has a specific Iser, and Achizisha has a specific Iser, but they are all Arayas are included in one Iser, Rishitamu Becholele, a general Iser for all Arayas. So Rove says that even though Ishisach and Achizisha are included in the general Isar, but they have separate Isurim also, so Mimele, the din of Hoy Vishtar Ishtar doesn't apply. And the first Moshe of the Gemara, that does apply Hoy Vishtar Ishtar to Ishisach and Achizisha, holds that in view of the fact that there is a general of the Zitam of the Cholele, so that includes all the Arayas, Ishisach and Achizisha, so Mimele is considered like one share. Because of the general love, Mashein Cain and Nozia, so they have no common denominator. I mean, they are separate Isurim. They're not included in one general Isar. So even the first portion of the Gemara will agree that we do not say Hoy Vishtar Ishtar. All right. Now I would like to ask you: it's a favor to me, it's a favor to yourself, it's a favor to the Isurim. Now you probably all know that I'm going away, and I'll be back after Shabbos. Now. So that does not mean that just because I won't be giving shiur on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday that you don't have to come and you don't have to follow up the second Seder and the morning Seder. I mean, you'll do a great wrong to me, you'll do a wrong to yourself, and you'll do a great wrong to the Yishuv. Because somebody will come in, and they'll come in and they'll see that one day and the boys are not learning, so he will not give you the benefit of doubt. He'll say only this week, but and the other day, they are learning, and he'll draw the conclusion that every day you don't learn. You'll do it, first of all, it's a great tablet, and then it's a great tablet, it'll be a great tablet, and something else. Anyone who will be living without rishus, I mean, if somebody got rishus from me, all right, but anyone without rishus will commit a great wrong to me, and will commit a great wrong to the issue. So it has to be Elam Kiminoginate. I won't be here, but I'm doing it for the yeshiva's sake. It's not that I enjoy going to the Pacific Coast. I don't enjoy going to the Pacific Coast. But if anyone will leave, let's say, town for the Thanksgiving weekend, which happens to coincide with Hanukkah weekend, so there are many Meira Teres on that, so do a great wrong. You'll do a wrong to me, you'll do a wrong to himself, you'll do a wrong to the yeshiva, besides the Avera, the Nodem Chavera, of Bittotel. So I'm asking Mitzvah Bakoshet in many ways not to take advantage of the fact that I will not be here. So we'll start. I would like to start because I have to give Kishuri tomorrow and Thursday. So the first year I would like to start 9:30 tomorrow. part of mine, and I'm not a bit of panicky, but the nap time 30 to 9:45, and then I the first year with Beanie Coy. Today we're having only lunch here, and but the first year tomorrow Beanie Coy, and the second year in the vomit, and then Thursday, for Thursday the also I want to start 9:30, but then Thursday, so the first year will be the vomit, and then the Coy. All right. Now the thing said, we learn the cases of Omar al Bukufo with Rita Kroy, but the cases of Prey Sure, that we didn't learn. Alright, now press on it out. The cases of Prey Sure. The Tema, Urabake, Amai Puteres Soroso, Amai Puteres Island is Soroso, Bohavi Soro. And here the Morris said, the Morris said here that the now that the reason is why now the more efficacious. The more efficacious. Since we have more that a hasisho is not his yabemes, that possibly he applies to a hasisho. So now how do we know that all the other arayas are not his yabemes either? But what one elbow is his ach is his yabemes. And one elbow a hasisho is not his yabemes. So why do we say that all the other arayas, chamisim, yim chamisim, come of all the arayas, are analogous to achisisho? Why don't we say that they should be analogous to ishesach? And only achisisho should not be misyabemes. But all the other arayas should be misyabemes. So the Gemara says, because hochet rei yisure, vochet rei yisure, trei mitrei yalfinot, aber hochet chode yisure, trei mitrei lo yalfinot. In other words, by let's say a chameise. So chameise involves two yisurim. Chameise and ishesach. And achisisho also involves two yisurim. Achisisho and ishesach. So mele, so we are makish, all the arayas that involves two yisurim. So to achisisho that involves two yisurim. Mashenke ishesach, so that's only one Yisrael born. So this is what the Gemara says. So we have to be makish something that has only one Yisrael to something that has one Yisrael, and something that has two Yisrael to something that has two Yisrael. So why does Rav Asher say that Torah Sionis is a Yisrael? In other words, so we learn how we are makish. So we say that Torah Sionis is analogous, let's say, to Torah Sachisisho. But by Torah Sachisisho, so we should say here, Torah Sionis involves only one Yisrael, the Yisrael of Ishesach. So maybe we should be Makish to Ishesach. So Chode Mechode is Yalfune. So we should be Muter. Vintel Rabat Amayim Kutera Sionis Roso Vachav Yisrael. So in other words, so Torah Sionis, what Isha does it involve? Ishesach. So she should be analogous to a regular Ishesach. The Ishleimah, the Mimon of Shech Yuasu. The Yaufi the Masha Tele is Pradla Islandes. Uroche Torosu Namasu. Because Torah has the same deen as the Elba herself. And seeing that we certainly know that the Islandes herself is Asuro, even though it only involves an Isha of Ishesach. And we are certainly not making the Islandes herself to another Ishesach, because there is a special Tzakosu of Ashatil with Wadu Ayonet. So maybe it's Mistabel that the Torah has the same deen as the Arvasa. V'chein ishesochif shalohoyo bilame. So what does it mean, v'chein ishesochif shalohoyo bilame? So they're also the same thing. So the Torah says ishesochif shalohoyo bilame is not misyabene. So the same kasha applies. In other words, it should be analogous to Ishesach. It's Chodi Yisurah Mechodi Yisurah. So the same thing, just as over there. So Ishesach Yisurah Yabilomei, certainly Yasuro, because the Yeshuach Yardo, perhaps Ishesach Yisurah Yabilomei, so maybe the Torah has the same thing as that. This is what it is. Now, so in respect to Ishesach Yisurah Yabilomei, it's not so simple. Because Eilach Anami, Ishesach Yisrael Yibilomei in the first Nifile, then is the same target as Torah Tarek. So we cannot say that Torah Ishesach Yisrael Yibilomei in the first Nifile, So should be Asur, should be Mutar. Why? Because we should learn out Chodisur and Chodisur. Because since the Yeshachish Oyel only herself is Asurot, that is special to the Akosu of the Yeshuachim Yardo, so the Tore is the same thing as the Yeshachish Oyel Lomei. But Ligabe, Yeshachish Oyel Lomei, so the Mishnah says not only that the Tore it can only be visualized. The Torah can be visualized in connection with the second Nefilah. Because in the first Nefilah, so the Torah is a self and it's a Torah Shloim Lomei. So the whole thing of Torah is also Shloim Lomei can only be visualized in connection with the second Nefilah. In other words, let's say there are two brothers, Reuben and Shimon. Then Reuben died without body. And Levi was not as yet born. And then later on, after Reuben's death, Levi was born. And then, but Shimon was Miyav, Eishes Reuben. And then Shimon died. So Levi, as Zidavi Shimon, so Levi is Oya Beloved. So then when Shimon died, so the halacha is that she cannot be Misyadene. And to Levi, even in the second Nefilah, as a result of Shimon's death, and if Shimon has another wife, so the Torah is not Misyadene to Levi either. So the thing, the whole halacha of Torah Tishnor Shloim Lomei can only be visualized in connection to the second Nefilah. In the first Nefilah, so the Torah is all Torah and it's Torah Shloim Lomei. So the question is, how does Tesis mention the same text? V'chein ish Torah Shloim Lomei, but so the Torah of the Torah Shloim Lomei, so we cannot say, let us be Misyadene, because it's Chodi Yisure and Chodi Yisure, so let us learn out from a regular Yishetar, because since she herself is certainly not Misyabene, so the male of the Torah has the same thing. But the question is, she herself cannot be Misyabene, why can she herself be Misyabene? Now, so then, we discussed it when we started the woman. So we discussed the Machlekes, Rav Shimon Rabbah. Now, so, turn to the Gemara Nachkof. Rav Shimon says that if you talk to a Hoya Belome, so in certain cases, she is the Shabbat. She is the Shabbat. So, the Rav Shimon is made to the Rabbana. That if he talks to Shloim Lomei, he's not the Shabbat. In the case of Neila, we would say she is. Then he's made to the Rabbana. In other words, Reuben and Shimon took brother. Then Reuben died. And Levi was not the yet born. And then, let's say, a day after the death of Reuben, Levi was born. Levi was born. And then Shimon, after the birth of Reuben, after the birth of Levi, so Shimon was Miyav. That's Neilad Lefeiti. So that means that it's not called a Shachat. Because the moment Levi was born, so Eishes Reuben became Asurani. Because Roisola Yeshiva Achat Veila. And then Shimon was Miyav. And then, after a number of years, Shimon died. So then, Levi cannot be Miyav in Eishes Reuben. The year to four Eishes Reuben. Even though now she's in service to him as Eishes Shimon. Why? Because he already was Beilov before Shimon was Miyav in her. So there was still a Shas Nefilah. So Mimela she became Asur, so it's not all of Shas. Mashein came if even Barakein Milad. If, let's say, Reuben and Shimon were two brothers, Reuben died, and then Shimon was, let's say, 3 months later, so Shimon was Miyav. And Levi was not as yet born. And then, much later, Levi was born. And then, many years later, Shimon died. So that means that it was not that call of Shachar. Because, the moment Levi was born, a long time later, when Levi was born,
So the Ishes Ruvin is Asura, but that's not just the feeling. And in order to apply the Aloha of Nefesh Ra'achat, it has to be, she has to be Nefesh Ra'achat, which has to feel it. So in such a case, if Yidin V'Hakei Ne'ilav, so it's just actually the Lomis, and she has been according to Hashem. So the Gemara Daf Yutes, now turn to the Gemara, we went over that Gemara some time ago. So the Gemara Daf Yutes on the page. So the Gemara Daf Yutes on the page. Ask the Kasha. Yosef Rav Nashe, that's the sixth line from the end of the Gospel. Yosef Rav Nashe, Rav Yitz, Kamen Rav Oni. The Yosef Gomer, my time is Rav Shimon. My time is Rav Shimon, it can come a time for you. That by Shisoka Shoi Belome, so she's not this Yabemez, in the case of Nila Vahakin Yiv, but Yiv Vahakin Neila, this Yabemez doesn't require an explanation. If it is Neila Vahakin Yiv, so it's the moment he was Neila Levi, so she became Asura on him, and it's still just a few less than Nefesh Ra'achat. So then when Shimon dies, she's also Asura. Masha Enke, if it is Yiv Vahakin Neila, so when Levi is Neila, so she's already the Ishtig Muro. So the heretofore, Eishes Ruven is Ishtig Muro of Shimon, it's not Ishat Nefile. So it's Masha Enke to say Nefesh Ra'achat Ishat Nefile. So Memele, then when Shimon dies, so Yiv is Niyavim. Yiv is Niyavim. But the Gemara is, so my time of Shimon, my time of Shimon, because all my time we will go much to the head of Rambo Shachaviz. Hello, my time of Rabbanon. But the question is, why does Rabbanon say that even by Yidin Vahakinela, then it's such a have to say, Nesro Shachav, why shouldn't Levi be Miyabim? The year to four is Ruben, but now he has to be Miyabim her, Mitzad in the field from Shimon. Hello, my time of Rabbanon. I'm a crow, Kochol and Bisho, Yibomo, a dying Yibum Morishain Mole. A dying Yibum Morishain Mole. So it's considered as if she is still a Yivam. Even though he was Neilat, even though he was Neilat, so even though he was Neilat, it was Yivam Vahakei Neilat, but the moment Levi is Neilat, even though it's after the Yivumim, but it's considered after the Yivam, a dying Yivam Hashem. El hod it nine kids are ikish to chodobo, vom rabiz vachanim en mamish im gaosho b'get, um arziro, osom name leima, v'yivimo, So in other words, when the Yovan decides to divorce his wife, so why doesn't he have to give a chlitza also? Because a dying Yivum or Ishein Malel. Shana also on the Makrol Kochol Yisho, Kim Shokoch Naski Shokodoba. Yoche, Hochen, Yoche, Hochen Ame, so here too, because the Skimora is the Teretz, Oksar Rachmon Yivom, Umaru Yisho, Umaru Yisho. So Mistabre, Shode, Teire, Atir, let the Heichet Ikule Milse Ezak Miyam Meishesach. So then we say, then we don't apply the aloche of a dying Yivum Rishen Malel. Shodi Yisiro, the Midrash, Yivum, a dying Yivum Rishen Malel, a Yisure. Heichet Iket Adisak Meishesach Shalo Hoya Bilomi. So then we say, a dying Yivum Rishen Malel. In connection with the Meishesach Shalo Hoya Bilomi, we do apply the Zerasakos of a dying Yivum Rishen Malel. But in the regular case of Yivum, we don't apply the Zerasakos of a dying Yivum Rishen Malel. So the Gemara says, "O Reb Shimon, Omar, Hoy Lubom Motzah Behetia, Ruom Dolof Shachas Beisia." So Mele, so then he can. So Reb Shimon says, "What does Reb Shimon say? That if it is Yidin V'Hakein, Reuben and Shimon two brothers, Reuben died, and then Shimon was Miyav. Then much later, after Shimon was Miyav, the year the four ages Reuben, Levi was born, and then Shimon died, So Levi is Miyav." The present is Shimon, the year before is Ruvei. Is Ruvei. Why? Because the whole world of Shachas Isa. Elamato Achise, Mihime, Shenoso Ochiv Miyom. Shenoso Ochiv Miyom. Let's say that he, the Ochiv Miyom. So, of the present Yom. So, Shenoso Ochiv Miyom. In other words, So that was better because she was only a stepsister. So it was better gomo. Vakei niladoch umeis tisyab. Vakei niladoch umeis tisyab. Moi upo mozze behetta. So the Gemara gives a teretz. Israchis leichenoza. Hochenami yiser ochib shlo yebelome leichenoza. So the Gemara has the kashe. So why does Rav Shimon say that by Vakei nilad, Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, and then Levi, and Reuben died, and Shimon was miyab. And then Levi, after Shimon was Miyab, Eishes Ruvein, so Levi was born. And then Shimon died. And so Levi, ladies, we have Mishes Shimen, which at one time was Mishes Ruvein. So you say, we cannot apply the aloche of Nesrono Shalachas, because Nesrono Shalachas depends upon Shach Nefilin. So, all right, so Ilach and Ame, the present Mishes Shimen, which at one time was Mishes Ruvein. So she cannot be Asura to Levi on the score of Nesrono Shalachas, but she is two Mishes Shach. First of all, she's an Ishesach, Mitzad Ishes of Shimen, and that, the Nefila from Shimen can be Matia. But at one time, she was the Ishes Ruvei. So the Nefila from Shimen to Levi can be Matia, the Ishes Ishesach, that emanated from the Ishes of Shimen. But it cannot be Matia, the Ishes Ishesach, that emanated from the Ishes of Ruvei. So just as you say, Yisrach Ishe Leichen Ozal, Ochanam Yisrach Ochim Shalohya Be'evam Leichen Ozal. So the Gemara gives it to us. Hai Surah the Lest Letere. Hai Surah the East Letere. So we went over this Gemara. So there is a Machlekes Rashi in this. Rashi says, in other words, what's the Kasha of the Gemara? The Kasha of the Gemara is, how can Rav Shimon be Matya? It's a Sokha Shalai Belome. In the case of Yivein Barakim Eilat, why? Because Yivein Barakim Eilat, so there is, we cannot apply the Din of Nesar Shahachas. True, we cannot apply the Din of Nesar Shahachas. But this woman, is an Ishesach of two brothers. She's the Ishesach of Shimon, and she's the Ishesach of Ruvein. Now, the Nefilah from Shimon to Levi can be matter the Ishesach of Shimon, but it cannot be matter the Ishesach of Ruvein. So the Gemara is a terrace, according to Rashi, Yisrach Yisrael is Leheta. Avol Yisrael Ishesach is Leheta, Tishen Lebonim. Tilkach Tishem Yisrishim Beloi Bonim, Poka Yisura Lega Bishenim, Vinoso, Vashlishim Ikeach Shenit. So Rashi Shite is, in other words, true that the Yisr, Eishesach, the Nefila from Shimon to Levi can be Matia the Yisr, Eishesach of Shimon. But you ask, it cannot be Matia, the Yisr, Eishesach of Ruvein. So the answer is, since the Shlishi is Mikiach Sheni Bo, so, and the Sheni was not Oseh, she was not Asura on the Sheni, Mitzad the Eishesach of Ruvein. So now, the she is Nefeles from Shimon. Shimon was Mutar in her, because he was Hoya Bilame. So since the Shlishi is Mikiach Sheni Bo, so Mimele he acquired the Keach of the Sheni. And just as the Sheni was not, just as she was not Asura on the Sheni, Mitzade Yisrael Ishesach of Ruvein, so now the Chi is Nefeles to Levi from the Ishes of the Sheni, so she cannot be Asura on the Shlishi Mitzade Ishes of the Vishen, because the Shlishi is Mikiach Sheni Po, and just as there was no Yisrael Ishesach Mitzade Ishes of Ruvein vis-a-vis Shimon, so in the Mele there is no Yisrael of Ishesach Mitzad Ishes of Ruvein vis-a-vis Levi, because Levi stands in the shoes of Shimon, and Shimon was not Osea in the Ishe Mitzad Ishes of Ruvein, so Levi now too is not Osea in the heretofore Ishes Ruvein Mitzad Ishes of Ruvein. This is how Rashi takes this, says something else. Ha'isur edis latere, dipoka Yisrael Shesach, yochel arzir lacha shegirsho, vichayicha dipoka lele gabinite Yisrael Shesach, poka lnamel gabochev aneilat, vahavele Yisrael Shesach, vahavele Why? Because, kiv shekinso, kiv melame shemigashu ket marziro, so kiv shekinso are yishto, hold over. So, the knise by Shimon was maftia the Yisrael, the Yisrael Shesach, misad Yisrael Shesach, according to this. Now, so at that time, I mentioned it, I think, that, now this is what the Gemara says regarding Rav Shimon. So regarding Rav Shimon, we do not say that when Reuven and Shimon are two brothers, Shehoi Bilonon, and then Shimon was Miyabim, Eishes Reuven, and then Levi was born. So Rav Shimon says that Levi can be Miyabim, the Eishes Shimon, which at one time was Eishes Reuven. And we do not say that she should be Asura on him, Mitzah, the Yisr, Ishesach of the Ishes of Ruvein. Either according to Rashi, because the Shlishi Mikiach Sheni Bo, or because typische Kindsage, die ist noch da war, so that to call the Israelische Sache, mit Zadi ist es sofort. So whatever is, that's according to Rabshim. But according to Rabbanon, what's the Pshat according to Rabbanon? So I said at that time that we can explain the Rabbanon in two ways. One way of explaining the Rabbanon is that the Rabbanon are also agree with Rabshim that because of Hai Surah, this letter, whatever the reasons, according to Rashi, or according to cases, so there is no Yisair of Ishe Sach Mitzad Ishe Sofrut. That doesn't apply. Either because Shlishi Mitzad Ishe Ivo, or because Kim Shei Kim Sari Kishlo Chol Domo. So the Knisse by Shimen, in the first Nefilet, so to call, was Mavtia the Yisair Ishe Sach Mitzad Ishe Sofrut. But why do the Rabbonon say that Levi cannot be Miyav? So the answer is because Nesra Shalach. But the question is Yimbarakei Meila, then it's not Shayach, and Nesra Shalach. So, and that's exactly the reason why Rav Shimon says that she is with Teres Lisiab. So the answer is Rabbonon Darshan the Troshe, Adal Yivum Rishenim Ole, also Meile, vis-a-vis the Ishesach Shalohi Belome, vis-a-vis the Ochi Shalohi Belome, it's still considered Shasne Filet. So the Meile, according to Rav Shimon, we don't apply the Din of Nesra Shalachas. But according to the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon, we do apply the Din of Nesra Shalachas. That's one way, I said it at that time. Another way of explaining the Rabbonon is that only Rav Shimon holds the Svore of Yisura Desolateir, whatever it means, according to Rashi, because Shlishi Yashenibo, according to Tesis, because Tim Shikin Zarish Kishachodomo. So, but the Rabbonon Achelik, so in other words, why do the Rabbonon say that even Yip Marakei Neilat, so they just, so Levi cannot be Miyabi, they should talk of Shaloi Belomei, because the Nefilah from Shimon to Levi can only be Matir, the Yisrael Shesach emanating from the Yisrael of Shimon, but it cannot be Matir, the Yisrael Shesach emanating from the Yisrael of Shimon. So there are two ways. Now, if we say, now we can return to the statement. Tesis says the Kashi. Here the Gemara says that we learn out one Yisra from one Yisra, and two Yisurim from two Yisurim. So the question is, why does Chabad say Soras Islanders is Asuro? There it's only one Yisra. But, so we should learn out from one Yisra, from a regular Yisra. So Tesis says, Dimon Eshechi Asuro. The Islanders is certainly Asuro. Uloch Etzoros Adam Asuro. Then he says, V'chini Shesochim Shalom Yabilami. V'chini Shesochim Shalohoyo Bilomi. Chini Shisokim Shalohoyo Bilomi. So what does he say, Chini Shisokim Shalohoyo Bilomi? Chini Shisokim Shalohoyo Bilomi. So he says, so there too, the reason as to why the Torah says Shisokim Shalohoyo Bilomi is not Bisya Bemes, because since the Shisokim Shalohoyo Bilomi is not Bisya Bemes, so the Torah is not Bisya Bemes either. Now, so he's talking about the Torah being different than the Shisokim Shalohoyo Bilomi. So obviously, he has reference to the second Nefilah, because the first Nefilah, so the Torah is also an Ishizok Shalohi Belomei. So he has reference to the second Nefilah. Now in the second Nefilah, so why does he say the same Torah? So Bishleime, according to Rav Shimon, you can understand? According to Rav Shimon, so an Ishizok Shalohi Belomei by Yibn Barakei Neilat, so he is Misyabem. So when does Rav Shimon say that Ishizok Shalohi Belomei is not Misyabem, is by the case of Neilat V'Hakeyiv. So then, the Yisrael Shalom Yidolomei in the second Tefillah is not Misya Bemes, and the Tzorah is not Misya Bemes either. So we say, why isn't she Misya Bemes? She is not Misya Bemes because of Nesrol Shoachas. So Mimele, since she is not Misya Bemes because of Nesrol of Shoachas, So Mimele, the Tzorah has the same thing. Masherinkin according to the Rabbonon. So if we'll say, like the Pshat, now we mentioned two alternatives in explaining the Rabbonon. One alternative was that the Rabbonon also agreed with Rav Shimon, that the whole aloche of Shesoch Shalom Yidolomei, even the second Nefilah that she is Asuro, is based upon Esra Lo Shachas. But whereas Rav Shimon holds that by Yibn Mahakim Eilat, we don't apply Esra Shachas, so the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon, Achilika Rav Shimon, and they say, we apply the Din of Nesra Shachas even by Yibn Mahakim Eilat. Why? Because of the special Zerah Sakosu, of Adai Yivum Rishayim Oleo, so we are advised that by this posik, that vis-a-vis the actual Yubi Lome, it's still considered Shastachir. Even though it's Kinishtel Choldomo, and she doesn't require a chlitze when he divorces her, but vis-a-vis the Ochem Shlo Yubi Lome, it's considered Shastachir. Some may lay it, so that his is can very well be explained. But according to the other alternative, Shast, that we said, that it's not, that the reason is why the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon, the reason is why the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon say that by Ishi Sochem Shlo Yubi Lome, even if it is Yivin Barakenela, so she's still a soul, and he really cannot be Miyavim Ishi Sochem Shlo Yubi Lome, is not because of Nesel Shachas, because it's not Yivin Barakenela, it's not Shayach Nesel Shachas, but the Rabbonon hold that the Nefilah from Shimon to Levi can only be matir the Isar Ishesach emanating from the Ishes of Shimon. But it cannot be matir the Isar Ishesach emanating from the Ishes of Levi. So then, how can